Any comment about the unnamed GM who took another shot at your lower level?
No.
What do you think about the whole thing?
Our concentration's on the Vikings, and yeah, I mean, this league gets a lot of scrutiny. Players are used to dealing with scrutiny and stuff like that. It's all part of the game.
And how about just what he's accomplished, Dom has, you know, over the course of his career, and to start for 11 straight years, and it says something about what they're doing?
Yeah, you need to be durable in this league. Dom has done that. He's been consistent. You know, it's a tough job playing center. You're in the middle of all the action. You're the quarterback of the offensive line. You have to be on the same page, get your guys in the right position. And, you know, particularly the last three games, four games, you know, when we got ourselves going a little bit, you know, so really starting with the Philadelphia game, our offensive line's really keyed us. We've run the ball better. We've protected. And we've played with a little bit of a, you know, a finishing attitude up front. And that's, it hadn't just been our offensive line. It's been our tight ends, been our running backs, been our wide receivers blocking, like you saw this last game. But that kind of attitude's taken a long way, and Dom has a lot to do with that.
Well, isn't there also something you said about winning over so many head coaches, offensive coordinators, and offensive line coaches in his career too?
I mean, when you're a good, consistent player, then that's what happens.
What about your whole offensive line? It's about 3 years now you've had the same group together. Have they even missed a practice this year?
Yeah, Dom missed, you know, he was limited and won earlier this year. But, you know, I mean, the offensive linemen are like that in general. They're not going to miss very much stuff. They go out and play with bumps and bruises. And it's how the whole group operates together. And they have a lot of pride in that group. And, like I said, it's been a big thing for our offense, you know, keeping the quarterback clean. And the one sack we took last week was a scramble that was 0 yards. So we did a good job of protecting our quarterback. We're efficient in the pass game, you know, converting third downs, red zone, running, you know, sealing a game at the end using 6 minutes. And we're going to have to do a lot of the same kind of things against a very tough Minnesota team. It's a very, very talented front, and that's a big matchup in this game.
Speaking of the offensive line, you know, the NFL said, Riley had such a good game last time. How much do you expect them to adjust for Riley and not be essentially surprised by him?
I don't think anybody's been surprised by it. We've been using it for a while now. You know, we have a lot of things that we do within that package, and we're not the only people in the NFL that use it. So it's not like it's a surprise to anybody. People are used to dealing with that. You know, Minnesota uses a offensive lineman, a tight end, a few times. So I think it's just a matter of how he's doing it, Matt, rather than what we're doing. You know, he's blocking well, both run and pass, and you know, I think he's a good player and gets another good player on the field for us.
Just along those lines, he's one of a handful of guys from your last couple drafts that seems to really be helping you during the stretch. You know, thinking of Riley and Boyles and Mature and Young. Can you talk about them collectively or individually, how much they've helped you during the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, they're all young players. You know, Titus played a lot last year, and he's a second-year guy, even though he missed a bunch of time in the offseason, and he's missed a lot of practice time this year. He's still a young player. The rest of those guys are basically rookies. Ryan Broyles, Mikel LeShore, you know, obviously Riley Reiff is a rookie. Joik Bell, you can throw him in there too. You know, even though he's been around for a few years, this is really his first extended period of playing. You know, those guys have taken advantage of the opportunity. It's what this league is about. You know, there's good players all the way across. When you get an opportunity, you need to prove it. And there's a lot of circumstances, whether it's injuries or whatever, that you get your chance to get on the field. And it's not just limited to offense. You know, we've had a lot of injuries in the secondary. You know, I think that we've found ways to be consistent back there with guys like Jonte Green. There's another rookie, Ricardo Silva, second-year player. You know, they get contributions out of a lot of guys. Ashley Palmer started the last 2 weeks, did a nice job in there. You know, just name of the game.
What about the NFC North? It's almost like a mini power conference now, and you've got four teams here. You've got rivalries now and all competing for the same thing. Is that kind of cool to have that right in front of you?
Yeah, I think it's I mean, if you look at the number of wins in our division, it's the most in the NFL of any division. You know, everybody's 500 or above, it's going to be a great second half of the season. It'll be very competitive, and most of the division games are going to be played in the second half of the season. You know, we played two. I think Minnesota's played one. You know, it's back loaded with a lot of NFC North games, and everybody's, you know, close enough that you get on a good hot streak. You not only put games on your victory column, but you can put losses on your division opponent's column, and that's what division games are all about. And that's one of the highlights of Sunday. Go ahead.
In your mind, what's been the difference between what happened then and the way you played the last couple of days?
Well, number one, I hope so, because we were at a low point. But, you know, a lot of it's been the same players. I think some young guys have gotten more experience. We've kept the same schemes, but a couple of guys have moved around here and there. You know, I mean, there's the one play that we gave up, you know, Kasim Osgood missed a tackle really uncontested, and a couple other guys missed tackle. That's not going to happen a lot in the NFL. You know, we fit the return wrong that Percy Harvin broke on the first play of the game. But, you know, we had a lot of guys that were learning how to do things and what to do, and there is a learning curve in the NFL, whether you like it or not. And so I think we've seen improvement from some young players. I've seen we've put some other guys in a few different positions, and we stuck with our scheme, and you know, I think that's the consistency there has made a difference.